This is the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Welcome to the Almost Famous Podcast, Season 1, Episode 3. I'm Ben.
And I'm Ashley I.
We are excited to join you today. Ashley has been running late. I've been sitting in the studio now for about an hour. Ashley, what in the heck have you been doing?
Oh my gosh. Okay. What was I doing? I got my hair like summery, but it's too light. And then my stylist sister, she like legit loves to go to Sally and mix hair color. She's going to have to darken it a couple shades.
Ashley, you seem to be fretting about this. It almost seems like you have a hot date tonight that I don't want you to speak of yet because we're going to talk about it later.
Okay.
But as you were getting your hair done, I want to talk about what I did last week or the last couple of days. I went to the Dodger game with the host of The Bachelor and Bachelorette, Chris Harrison. In between our studio times here. And Chris is admittedly a huge fan of this podcast. Okay, he loves it, and he loves the dynamic of you and I together. But I want to mention something here because Chris is obviously a professional host, and so I wanted his professional opinion on how we were doing. Just in general. And so I not only want to thank Chris, but the thousands of other people, and I mean thousands. We have sat comfortably in the top 10 in iTunes rankings over the last 2 weeks,
which is insane.
We have to thank the people that are listening for. So thank you all. But also thank Chris and everybody that sent messages into me.
Made us famous in the first place. Made us almost famous in the first place.
Because they fixed something I was saying.
Yeah.
Everybody knew it except me. And the word is ick, especially. I guess you say it as especially.
Wait, Ben, I honestly didn't pick it up while we were sitting here, but I was told afterward that you say this. I'm like wondering, did you actually think there was an X in there or like your entire 28 years of life?
Well, I'm going to give a free pass to anybody from here on out listening. They can send in any corrections they feel like I need to make with the way I say things, because I know there's some certain words that I slip up on. And so if I'm going to get better as a podcaster, I don't know what we call ourselves. I got to fix these things. So thank you for your input, Chris Harrison. Thank you for input, all the people that have written into the show.
I love reading the tweets. They're so much fun, and I try to respond to everyone personally. So if you tweet us about what we're talking about here on the podcast, I hope to get to talk to you.
Just be semi-kind.
I don't get any hate.
Ashley, I am so excited to talk to you this week. We have a massive episode of The Bachelorette that happened this week.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, I can get fired up about this stuff. I know personally, as I watch the show, my first reaction is, was it this bad when I was on it? And I want to hear your opinion. I want to hear your just kind of rundown of this week's Bachelorette. And then I have a couple things that I've written out that I want to point out and speak to because my mind is becoming blown by the things happening.
Yeah, you're not a fan right now, huh?
I think that is exactly what I am. I think I am becoming the biggest fan that I didn't necessarily want to become.
That's so funny. So I actually feel myself getting more invested in the season than I have in a long time. And when I say a long time, I think probably going back to your season, JoJo's season didn't really feel that one. And then Nick's either. And now here we are. And I'm really removed from it. You know, both you and I don't know Rachel. And I wonder if that's why I like it more, because like I'm watching it like a fan and I'm not watching it like a friend. And it's just been such a huge train wreck and such good TV to me. And I'm not even looking, I have like no personal investment in it. So if you want to go down like the list of really crazy things that happened this week, we have to definitely start with the fight between Blake and Lucas.
I mean, I have my notes written in front of me. I wrote down, it's like two children yelling at each other, but we're watching two grown men.
Mm-hmm.
They were not only like mocking each other. At one point, I saw Blake in the background, like acting out like who he thought Lucas or Waboom was. Like he was like doing some little dance, calling him a clown.
I see a script right here. Do you want to recreate the fight right now?
Yeah, Ashley, I'm going to play. Blake, because he got on my nerves even more than Lucas.
Oh, yeah. Blake is way worse than Lucas. I said in my Cosmo article, it's like, I would much rather make out with Lucas than Blake.
We could probably make that happen.
Actually. Ew, so, no.
Okay, so let's start. Let's skip down a little bit. Let's start at the when you ask me, why am I here?
Okay. Why am I here? Okay. Why am I here?
By the way, this is, real quick, for everybody listening, this is the conversation between Lucas and Blake on this week's episode of The Bachelorette. They got in a massive fight, if you haven't seen it yet. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Why am I here?
You're here to be on Blank TV.
And why is that?
Because you want to be a comedian. You're a washed up joke. I can't help but feel that you weren't here. And I would have to be a real shot at getting to know Rachel. But because you were busy being booming and making a joke out of this experience, I'm going to go home. You win, Lucas. Wa-boom.
The thing is, it's like not about winning. It's about the world, brother.
It's about the world.
And you have no idea what the world needs.
This is, by the way, time out. This is my favorite part. You're the Waboom clown, and I'm the nice gentleman.
Yo, go back to your protein shakes. Go back to your steroids.
I'm just going to let you speak for yourself.
I know what funny is.
Waka, waka, Waboom. Pie in your face. Waka, waka, fart joke. If someone said, how would you summarize Lucas in one word? And I feel like this is a compliment to Lucas. I would say, Waboom. Okay, let's stop here. So this is what we got. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. So I felt a little bit weird reading through this, okay? Uh-huh. And I have the words in front of me. For this to be an actual grown man fight is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, at one point, let me just reread this slowly to everybody out there so they can hear this. Waka, waka, waboom. Pie in your face. Waka, waka, fart joke. If someone said how you would summarize Lucas in one word, I would say, waboom. That is Blake's comment. Now, I'm not going to question Blake's intelligence. I don't know the man. I've never met the man. But I would have to believe that if he read back through this conversation, his takeaway might be, I'm a little bit better than this.
Might be. But you know what's so crazy is that he keeps getting on Lucas about wanting to be on TV and wanting to be famous when not only is he also on The Bachelorette, but apparently for the right reasons, because it's a whole other conversation we can have. It's like, what are the right reasons? But then this is his second TV show, too, because he was on the other TV show with Waboom.
What show was that?
Yes, you guys didn't know this? No. They know each other because they were on another like WeTV or Lifetime reality show about, it's called Exiled. That's what he was trying to blame it on when really it was, that's true too. They do live in the same neighborhood, but they know each other originally from this other reality show, which of course Blake isn't bringing up because then it would just get thrown back in his face that he's on his second TV show too.
Definitely. Well, okay. That's a great point then. So I would say, based on my fan opinion, neither of them are there for the right reasons, right? Okay. Yeah. So let's talk about a guy who was there, in my opinion, for the right reasons. And I honestly was looking for that heart connection with somebody that I was really going to cheer for in this season. Mm-hmm. And I found in a guy named Frederick. Okay. Yeah. Frederick, just to give a little backstory.
Is it Fred? Are we going to be really formal now with Frederick?
Let's just call him Fred.
Okay.
So Fred knew Rachel growing up through elementary school. Mm-hmm. And Rachel's always continued to, in this season, go back to how Fred was a wild child, okay? A troublemaker. Mm-hmm. And Fred has been trying to prove to her, hey, I'm actually a man now. You know, I'm here because I've always been attracted to you. I was growing up, I was not the man that was able to date you. I think he said, too good for me. But now I believe that I could be a man that would complement your life. And so I fell in love with Fred last night.
Fred was the sweetest thing ever. And seeing her not reciprocate those feelings was one of the most heartbreaking things I've seen on the show in a long time.
It really was. And speaking of first kiss, This is maybe why I fell in love with Fred last night.
Okay.
Yeah. Fred kind of was smooth, in my opinion. And I think Rachel was thrown off because Fred asked her if he could kiss her, right?
Right.
And I relate to that because I have my first kiss story that is somewhat similar.
I love first kiss stories.
So let me tell you about this. Sit back, relax. Let me tell you a story.
Okay.
Little Ben was in sixth grade, dating a young lady named, ironically, Lauren Piper.
No way.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So Lauren Piper and I went to a movie. It was our first time allowed to go to the movies. I knew going into it that I wanted to kiss Lauren. Okay. So I looked at her and I put my arm around her and I was trying to find the right angle or the right way. I didn't know if I should, you know, move her face towards me, if I should tap her on the shoulder so she turns and looks at me and then kiss her. I was having a hard time adjusting to the right angle, especially sitting in movie seats, which, you know, back then weren't comfortable. We didn't have the lounge chairs. Mm-hmm. So what I decided to do was like what every romantic does, like Fred does. I looked at Lauren and I said, Lauren, I would love to kiss you right now, but I can't figure out how.
Oh my God. Wait, this is in the middle of the movie theater.
In the middle of the movie theater. But guess what happened, Ashley?
What?
We kissed. So who was winning then?
You were.
Exactly. So it works. And Fred got his kiss, even though minutes later, Rachel breaks his poor heart. And that's why I was pulling for Fred. I said, this guy right here knows what he wants. He doesn't exactly know how to get it. So he's just going to verbalize how he's feeling, which I find intriguing.
Okay. I agree.
Okay.
But I also want to talk more about your first kiss and like asking for kisses because Rachel didn't like that at all. But I think it's cute. I mean, I think it's cute depending on the guy. Of course, like if that was Blake asking for a kiss, I'd probably say no. And that would be, you know, a great way to say no. But actually, in Paradise, Wells asked me and they didn't edit that in. And I thought it was the cutest thing in the entire world. We were asking each other like random questions, like what's your favorite band, what's your favorite food, and all that. And I go, do you have any more questions for me? And he said, can I kiss you?
I know who Wells is, and I want to hear more about Wells and the kiss that you had. But first, can I tell you a little something of an amazing experience I had with a company called Zeal? So Ashley, Zeal is this amazing massage company where they.
Oh, Ben, I know all about Zeal. I've had many Zeal massages in the past couple of months.
Are you serious?
No, yeah.
I just had my first. Ashley, how incredible is it?
It's so good. I actually became a member, and I have a bed, you know, like a massage table that was delivered to my house recently. So now they don't even have to drag it up the stairs. They can just come and massage me.
Okay, you're fully invested, which I plan on doing. If anybody out there wants to get started using Zeal, you can get $25 off your first massage by using the promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS when you check out of the Zeal app. So I'm telling you, Ashley and I aren't just saying this to say it. We are fully invested. To have somebody show up to your house and give you a massage.
It's so much more comfortable.
That's Zeal.com, Z-E-E-L.com, or just download the Zeal app. Don't forget the promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS. I'm all invested in Zeal. You all should be too. But first, I'm invested in this story about Wells. So Wells steals your heart, right, Ashley?
Well, yeah.
But he still doesn't have your heart, correct?
Okay, well, so this is something that I actually wanted to talk about.
Okay.
I recently like said something like, oh, I totally make out with Wells when next time I see him. And then both my friends were like, what are you talking about? I didn't know you were still into him. I was like, well, not necessarily like into him. Like, I'm not thinking about him on the reg. But I'm just thinking like, yeah, when I'm next to him, I'm very attracted to him. I'm kind of still into it when I'm like in his presence.
Wow.
Is this a thing? Yeah. Like, is this weird? Is this weird?
That you're still attracted to him?
No, like in general, like you can be like technically over someone but still want to hook up with them. How many kisses in your life, Ben, do you regret? Because I have a list of 24 guys I know. I have a kiss count. I literally have a kiss count because most people count the number of people they've slept with. I count the number of people I've kissed. Anyway, was there any regretful kisses in your past? Because I think I only have one or two.
No, I mean, a kiss is a kiss, right? Like, you know, I've kissed my pillow, I've kissed balloons, I've kissed...
Did you practice before you kissed that girl in the movie theater?
Yes, of course. You're not just going to go into something, you know, unpracticed. I had to make sure that I knew the right angles, the right lip-to-lip ratio, the right... Is there tongue? Is there not? Like, I needed to feel it out a bit.
Was there tongue on your first kiss?
I can't remember. I'm sure there's nothing about that first kiss that would have been something you would have taken away and be like, "Eh, you did all right." It was probably hard for all of us involved.
My first kiss was a nightmare.
I mean, we're on the topic. If you can give us a first kiss story, I would love to hear it, because we're going to move into one of the most frustrating parts of The Bachelorette this week. And so to lighten things up a little bit before we enter in that, let's hear about it.
Okay. I was underage in a New York City burlesque club.
Oh, gosh. You could end it there.
Yeah, my friend owned it. I was like hanging out with a lot of like cool New York hipster guys for some weird reason when I was, 19. My first kiss is at 19. Yeah, it's sad. Anyway, this guy was friends with the owner, and he was long-haired, skinny rocker guy. I was dancing with him, and then he literally, no lip, just tongue in my mouth. All just tongue. And then I went home and cried. And not gonna lie, I was hugging my Zac Efron, Link Larkin doll when I got back to the hotel.
Actually, there's so much to that story to unpack. One of them is, when I would picture a rocker kissing somebody, like, it's not weird to me that it was only tongue. Because I picture, like, the AC/DC full tongue out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is what it's like. I just can't believe I just wasted my first kiss on this. Maybe that's why I've been holding out on the virginity thing. Because I'm like, I don't want it to be anything like my first kiss.
Yeah. I mean, if your first kiss is that aggressive, I would just be cautionate in how you move forward in life and the decisions you make. So the final part about The Bachelorette this week that stood out to me, and you and I had talked about it, and so I wanted to bring it up because you and I both are just, I felt like angry, and I don't think either of us really get angry that often or that easy.
Mm-mm.
And our anger kind of comes around the idea of Lee. And there's some news about Lee that's came out this week that isn't exactly attractive for him or good for him.
Right.
It's actually terrible for him and one that I don't personally respect. But personal opinions aside, on this week's Bachelorette, he to not be judgmental, because we've all gotten judged.
You
show,
can
but he was
be
terrible.
Judgmental towards
he
Lee.
He was terrible, right?
Yeah, I was watching with my friend, and she didn't seem to see the evil that I saw. Like I saw there's Bachelor villains in the franchise, but they're all real sweethearts in real life. They're all actually fun, nice people. Joe Bailey, Olivia, if you want to call Corinne it, if you want to call Chad, you know, people think Chad's scary. Chad's actually kind of a teddy bear if you get to know him. This man, Lee, has like the devil in his soul.
that's a lot, but yeah, okay, continue.
I got really heated over watching him.
Yeah,
because
I know you did. I heard it.
His the way he antagonized these guys and the way it was so on purpose, and just looking into his eyes made me very see a lot of badness.
Evil. There was a statement he made in the previews last night that said, when I see somebody angry and I smile at them and they get even angrier, I think his words were somewhere around the round, and I don't want to quote him exactly because I don't know him for sure, but it says something like, I get joy in that.
Right.
And to me, that just made my skin crawl. And I know it made yours crawl because we both, you know, we're talking about this week's podcast and what we were going to talk about. And we both said, this guy right here is one we need to watch out for from here on out.
Right. Okay. So the other villains in the franchise, there's usually a sense of humor along that comes with it. They're like, oh, they're putting scary music behind it and they're saying something dumb. Yep. This was just, there was nothing funny about his behavior.
Nothing. You're actually friends with one of the most famous villains from the franchise, right?
Who would that be?
Corinne.
Oh, yeah. Corinne. I was going to say they're Olivia, too. I mean, I really like both
of
them. And neither one of them are actually villains. Yeah.
But I think on their respective seasons, right, they were that was kind of the character that they played.
To be honest, I think Taylor was really the villain in this season. Taylor from Nick's season, the one that Curran had the 2-on-1 with, they kind of flipped the switch on us.
Yeah. So, I mean, we have Curran, who was on Nick's season, who you're good friends with, who mm-hmm. was arguably the villain along with Taylor. And then Olivia, who was on my season of The Bachelor, who I think played the villain, or just maybe the woman who was
misunderstood.
So as we talk about Corinne, she's actually going to be in Paradise this year. And we have a caller who I think we could ask her, but I think she found love in Paradise. Hey, Lace, are you out there?
I'm here.
Hey, okay, Lace. Hello,
Lace. So Lace was on my season of The Bachelor. Lace is someone that I've gotten to know outside of the show. She is a fellow Denverite. And Lace came back from Paradise this year with a man on her arm.
Right.
Correct?
Yes. Lace. Correct. I want to know whether that was really love right there. Or was it lust?
I think it was lust. It was definitely lust.
What's the difference?
Okay, so I think lust is like sexually, and you just kind of like, you have this fantasy of what you want, and you want to like, you want it to work. You think this guy's attractive. You think you're in love. It's almost so forced. And then versus love, I found love right now. Like now I'm really in love.
Whoa. So you're in love right now, but not with Grant, who was on JoJo's season of The Bachelorette, who you came back from Paradise with somebody else?
And that was lust. Yes, that was lust.
Okay, so with Grant, it was lust, but now you're in love. Tell us about this guy.
Yeah, I ironically found him on Bumble. It was a weird story, but we just talked for like 2 months, and then we finally met, and the rest is history. That's it.
You talked for 2 months. What made you take so long before meeting in real life?
Oh, it's kind of funny, because remember how you had your event in L.A. the beginning of January?
Right.
Well, I had like constant travel, so I couldn't see him. He was busy with work. We would just text, and then we both were just really crappy at texting each other back. And then finally, he sent me a text, and it was really funny. And I'm like, why have I not met this guy yet? And so we finally went on our first date, and yeah.
How long have you been together?
We're our past 4 months now.
Did you ever get worried that maybe Grant would go back on the show, and would you care if he did?
No, I could care less. I hope he finds love.
Oh, wonderful. Well, Lace, nice. I'm excited to see you next week in San Francisco. We have an event, and it's sponsored by Zeal. Zeal massages are so good, right?
I just got my massage yesterday, and I have to tell you that might have been one of the best massages I've ever had.
It's so good.
Are you serious? So Lace, I was just talking to Ashley about this. Last night, I had my first Zeal massage. It was absolutely incredible. I got on the app.
Where did you have it at? Where did you have it at, Ben?
My living room.
Perfect.
You guys were both in Denver having massages. How many miles apart?
I think the Zeal girl goes, yeah, there's someone else within your group that's having one too. I'm like, oh, I can't imagine who that is.
Yeah, I hope at that point you pictured me in my living room with a huge smile on my face laying on a bed.
And like some really soft music.
It was absolutely incredible. And for any of the listeners out there, as we mentioned earlier, that wants to give Zeal a try, we have an awesome deal. You can sign up for Zeal's massage membership and get 20% off all full massages, plus a free, and I mean that, a free massage table and sheet set, which Ashley mentioned she has in her house. That's a $380 value, and you could get it for free.
That massage table alone is a big deal.
I know.
And just in case somebody's out there just absolutely dying to get a hold of Zeal, and they can't quite understand what we're saying, because as I've heard over the last couple of weeks, sometimes I say words incorrectly. It's Zeal, Z-E-E-L. Okay, so download the app or go to zeal.com.
And Lace, I can't wait to see you in a couple of days.
No, it's going to be so fun, Ashley.
All right, see you then. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
So we just got off the phone with Lace, who has been to Paradise, who's walked away from Paradise with a partner that she just described to us as not love, but lust. Mm-hmm. And on the line, we have Chase, who we all hope is going to Paradise. Chase, can you confirm that you're going to Paradise for us?
Hey, Ben, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
I can't confirm paradise.
Chase is still deciding, you know.
We all know how this franchise works. They do everything last minute.
Okay. Right. Well, so you may or may not be flying to Mexico tomorrow.
Well, I'm definitely not flying to Mexico tomorrow. I can confirm that.
Either way, Chase, from a fan's point of view, we all hope you're going to paradise. You don't have to tell us if you are or not, even though, you know, your good buddy Luke mentioned that he wasn't going to paradise on this podcast. But no matter what, if you're not going to paradise, Chase, we have some things I want to check up with you on. You're running a company now called Leisureletics, correct?
Correct.
How's that going?
Correct. Yeah, Leisureletics is going well. Definitely been a learning curve a little bit, mm-hmm. but a lot of fun. I mean, we're just having a lot of fun with that. That's one of the bigger reasons that brought me out here to L.A. And me and my partners are just selling some yoga pants, t-shirts, and swimsuits right now.
Chase, I got to rip on you a little bit, right? You used to live in Denver. We've hung out a couple times here. But I got to know, okay, what in the heck was up with the butt pick with Robbie? I mean, honestly, like, I'm looking at that thing, and I'm thinking, how in the world did this pick even happen? Like, did you look at your buddy and you just say, like, hey, buddy, like, see, you've been working out. Like, can we show this off a little bit? Or like, it was just this all of a sudden? Like, this picture on Instagram of you and Robbie standing shortless, like, really threw me off.
I know. Well, that's, you know, you're not pushing the limits a little bit, then what are you doing out here? But, no, we were in Cuba, obviously, having a lot of fun. The entire premise behind that trip was just kind of content creation. So we were in front of the camera the whole time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at some point, you just kind of get a little weird, I guess. And so we just dumped our asses out for a minute.
Yeah.
That's where that picture came from. And then we were just hanging out one day when, you know, all the edits came through and that one gave us a big laugh. And we just kind of figured out, why not?
Ooh, wait a second. Yeah. All the edits came through. Did you have a professional photographer taking pictures of that?
Yeah, it's Photoshopped. I knew it. I knew it.
Well, maybe not edits. Proofs?
That's the same thing.
Know. Whatever. Yeah. You know, it came through on the email. I don't know if it's edited or not.
Chase, you had somebody there taking pictures of your butt.
Correct.
Interesting. You're very particular about what you put on social media. I can get super journalistic on you here, but I'm going to let you go on this. What made you decide that was the one to post?
It was just the one that gave both Robbie and I a big laugh.
Yeah, as you mentioned, if you're not getting a little weird, what are you doing? Is Robbie going to paradise?
He's already shipped out.
Oh, so Robbie is already looking for love down south.
I don't know if I'm supposed to share that information or not, but
you can say. What's the worst that's going to happen? Who's Robbie looking at in paradise? Who does he hope he mingles with?
He spoke a little bit about Raven. Obviously, there's a little bit of history there between me and Sarah.
Wait, what?
I don't know this history.
Yeah, you got to explain the history. We know it. Us friends, but the world doesn't.
So, I actually have no clue what you're talking about, so please tell me.
I think, you know, Robbie and Sarah kind of met.
Sarah Vendel, if you remember her from Nick's season, she was the runner-up, quote-quote, the one who ran up to him in sneakers when she did her limo entrance.
There you go. Yeah, you're good. That's Sarah. So, yeah, I mean, they hung out quite a bit over the winter. She lives out here in L.A. So they hung out mm-hmm. a couple times later. You know, as soon as we moved out here, I think it kind of fell apart a little bit. But it'll be interesting to see how that plays out in paradise.
Can we confirm that Sarah's there? Because I don't think she's there yet.
I have a pretty good inkling that she's going to be there. At least, well, I don't know if she's there yet.
This is some good stuff. So I hope all the listeners out there hear this. Watch out for not only Chase to show up on the beach, but also for the Robbie Sarah connection that we would be seeing very soon in Bachelor in Paradise. Chase, I want to tell you, I hope to see you there. I'm becoming a huge fan of The Bachelor and Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise. So
when The Bachelor becomes a fan.
Yeah, like, I'm actually a fan now. So Chase, I know the ladies are going to be flocking over you and flocking at you. So just go down there, have a good time, whenever that may be. But until then, good luck with Leisureletics and good luck with everything going on in LA.
And Chase, just bear in mind that there is a group thread with past guys that are in it, and you and Robbie aren't in there, but the guys make fun of you up the wazoo. Just letting you know.
That's fine. Okay. I mean, any PR is good PR, right?
Right.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chase. We appreciate it, buddy.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Bye. Hold on a second. I had to say what I was going to say to him, and I cannot. I cannot with the butt picture, because I'm going to rat him out. Should I rat him out? Like, why am I feeling feisty right now? Ben, should I rat him out?
You know, we have to also be appreciative that he came on to our podcast. That's one.
And this is why Ben and I make the perfect team here, because I would talk too much, and then he keeps me in line.
If you have something you want to say to Chase, I recommend two things. One is you can probably get his number. Two is an even, I think, a better idea, because as we talked about last week, your dating life isn't exactly going to plan.
What does that have to do with texting Chase?
Let's talk about your dating history, because last week we mentioned Chris Strandberg, and Chris has continued to confuse you since last week's episode, correct?
Correct.
Okay, catch us all up on that.
All right. So let's see. We left off with that confrontation on the air, and that was really awkward, and I have never been so embarrassed in a very, very long time. Then I saw him 2 days later at Clever TV, which is where I do some hosting, and we did a little interview, and he continued to tell me that I was the prettiest girl he's ever seen in his life, and asked the crew. He was like, "Is she not the prettiest person you've ever seen?" And I'm like, "This is ridiculous." Okay, so then get this, you guys. Yes. Chris is gonna be super pissed that we're airing this. But then again, he was probably in the wrong. The next day, it's his birthday. And I text him happy birthday. We go back and forth for a little bit. And this is after he was flirtatious the day before. Okay. Then about 4 hours after the initial birthday conversation is over, in which he tells me that he wants to go on a hike with me this weekend, 4 hours later, he goes, "Hey, would you mind setting me up with some of your friends?"
Ooh.
And I was like, So that is him trying to really make it clear that he does not want to actually date me. And that is totally fine, but I also think that he could get that set up through one of his guy friends, even through you, because you know some of the girls that he wanted me to set him up with.
I do, and Chris is one of my good friends. I think super highly of Chris, and I know that he's not doing anything here intentionally.
Really? But it seems very intentional.
But when I talked to Chris here recently, he did mention that there might be something happening this week with just the two of you, or with a couple
of
people.
It's not just the two of us. We're going to the New Kids on the Block concert together, but it's definitely just his friends.
Well, it sounds like it's just his friends.
Oh, but I should also say that he's like texted me again saying something this week, like as in 2 days ago, saying, "I'm falling in love with these pictures of you." Oh, and I'm like, what?
He's laying it on thick and
I'm
then pulling
so
back fast.
I'm so confused.
I like how thick he lays it on. Like, I mean, oh my gosh, these pictures of you are so sexy.
Yeah.
And then the next moment he's texting you like, "And by the way, can you set me up with your friends?"
It's so weird. And then that same day that he texted me the whole, like, "I'm falling in love with these pictures of you" thing, he told me, he's like, "You're prettier than Kim Kardashian. Like, you're so crazy." Ben, you know him probably way better than I do. And I know that he's not like a hookup guy. Like, he's not looking for a hookup,
he's a great guy.
Right?
No.
And like, the good thing is I'm not like really invested in this. I'm just really mostly confused.
Yeah. All right. To close out the podcast this week, we're going to take one last caller. She's been on the line now for a while with a question. It looks like for me, one that she wants a little more explanation on, and I would love to give it to her. So I think we have Erica out there.
Yeah, I saw your post, and I've always watched the show. And I really was, I mean, I was rooting for you and Lauren to stay together. But I really think that you just speak like so well about all of this. Like, you really made sense of a situation that I think you were put in kind of a bad place and people weren't being the kindest. Yeah. And it was just, like, really nice to see you being so real about it.
Well, thanks, Erica. And for those who don't know, the post she's talking about is a post that I put on Instagram this week that really, really came out of a place of peace. And as Erica said, you know, we haven't talked a lot about it on the podcast, but Lauren and I have broken up. And it's easy to speak very positively of my relationship with Lauren and of Lauren because of the woman she is and the place that we were at in our relationship. So that's not hard, right? That's easy. And I actually, in a sense, enjoy speaking highly of her because that's the only gift I can still give her. But the post came from a place that is, you have a lot of judgment coming out of a relationship and I don't want to talk a lot about my relationship with Lauren. That's not appropriate. That's not right. But what I will say is that when you really care about somebody and you really love somebody and that has to end for whatever reason, even just reasons that maybe either person can't really explain. It's just a feeling. It has to end and you have to go your separate ways. It hurts. It hurts bad. And when you have people continually putting that on you and saying things that not only hurt me, but also hurt Lauren, I felt like it was time for me to make a post to say one thing. And what I said was this, you can judge me. You can judge Lauren. I can't stop that. But that won't affect me because I only have one thing I will be judged by, and that is my belief in a God above. And I will hold myself to that standard. I will hold myself to that standard through this podcast, through the work that I do outside of this podcast. And I will hold myself to that standard in relationships. And so for anybody wanting to hurt me or to hurt Lauren or hurt anybody out there on social media, I wanted to communicate that you can do that, but know that I believe in something bigger than that. And so your words won't hurt. They'll just sting a little bit. And so thanks, Erica. I appreciate
like
you asking about
applause.
It.
I know. He's just wonderful.
It's not, no, and that's not it either. You know, I get that. Like, you know, the part of that was what we talked about being the perfect Ben. And that's not the case is I fail often. I'm going to fail often. And as we continue to be vulnerable on a podcast like this, Ashley and I are going to continue to fail off. And we're going to say things that people won't appreciate. I'm going to say especially instead of especially. And I'm going to make a statement that will probably come off incorrectly at some point, or I won't be as funny as people expect. And Ashley won't be as funny as people expect. But we're trying. And we're doing this because not only do we enjoy doing it, but we also want to entertain you. And the you is the viewers and the listeners. So I want to be vulnerable. I want people to know who I am. And part of that is making posts like that to just kind of let everybody take a reality check. Because your words can hurt somebody and luckily they're not going to hurt me. So with that, this was the Ben and Ashley podcast, Almost Famous with iHeartRadio. We want to give a special thank you to Zeal. Please, if you love massages, and trust me, I mean this. I needed a massage after the post this week because of all the words being spewed at me and about me. So massage helped. So if you like massages and you like in-home massages, download the Zeal app or go to zeal.com. It's Zeel.com. You can download that on the iPhone or Android app. And then make sure to click add promo code at checkout to use our promo code for the show Almost Famous. And get $25 off your first in-home on-demand massage. I'm telling you, it's worth it. You can just roll over to your couch, turn on the TV, and relax the rest of the night after a massage in your house. So thank you, everybody, for joining us today on the Ben and Ashley Almost Famous podcast. We'll be with you again in a week.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.